Good afternoon, I'm Paul Ware at the 540 KTMX News Center with your noon edition of local and statewide news. This news is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete, State Employees Credit Union, and BTU Building Materials. A top Democrat Senate leader lost his re-election yesterday after being targeted by Governor Susana Martinez in one of the most costly legislative races in this year's general election. Roswell farmer Cliff Pirtle defeated Senate President Tim Jennings, the Roswell Democrat, and this according to unofficial returns. Jennings is the second longest-serving senator, and no other Democrat in the legislature represented such a solidly GOP-leaning district. It appeared to finally catch up with him. He's a rancher who has served in the Senate since 1979. He faced a barrage of hard-hitting mailings and advertising from a political action committee run by the governor's political advisor. Jennings was repeatedly criticized for opposing the governor's proposal to stop issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Jennings served as Senate president since 2008. New Mexico voters have given President Barack Obama 5 electoral votes on his path to victory, the state that Republicans all but abandoned back in the fall. Back in the early fall, the state had gone back and forth for the past 3 presidential cycles. It had been considered a battleground early on, but with polls this summer falling consistently, showing that Obama had a lead, the Republican National Committee pulled key staffers and sent them to more competitive states back in September. New Mexico was considered solidly Democrat during the Clinton years and supported Al Gore by just 366 votes over George W. Bush in 2000, but the state went Republican for Bush in 2004, then followed the Democrat tide that elected Obama in 2008. Democrat Martin Heinrich has won the New Mexico open U.S. Senate seat. It's being vacated by Jeff Bingaman. He defeated former Republican Congresswoman Heather Wilson. In his victory speech, Heinrich applauded Bingaman as an example of how Senate ought to work, saying he worked for results and not credit. Heinrich has represented Albuquerque's 1st congressional district since 2009. He took over a seat that had been held by Wilson for 5 terms. Wilson didn't seek re-election in 2008 and ran unsuccessfully for the GOP Senate nomination after Republican Pete Domenici decided to retire. Wilson conceded the race, saying Heinrich promised he would always put New Mexico first. He has earned the opportunity to keep that promise. We'll have more news at KTMX after this. This portion of KTMX News is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete for all your concrete needs. Republican Representative Steve Pierce easily won re-election in New Mexico's 2nd congressional district. Pierce had 59% of the vote when AP went to press, compared to Democrat Evelyn Madrid Earhart's 41%. Pierce held a seat that represents southern New Mexico from 2002 to 2008. He gave it up back in 2008 when he ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate. He was reelected to the House seat back in 2010. Democrat Representative Ben Ray Lujan won re-election in northern New Mexico's 3rd congressional district quite handily. In the early returns before press time, Lujan was leading Tucumcari rancher Jefferson Byrd 68% to 32%. Lujan, of course, is the son of longtime Speaker of the New Mexico House, Ben Lujan. District Judge Barbara Vigil of Santa Fe has been elected to the New Mexico Supreme Court. Vigil defeated Justice Paul Kennedy with 54% of the vote. Republican Governor Susana Martinez had appointed Republican Kennedy to the court in September, but Democrat Vigil is going to replace him. Vigil becomes the first of just a few women ever to be elected to the court. She will join Petra Jimenez Maez, who was also appointed Chief Justice earlier this year. We'll take a break at KTMX. More news after this. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, keep listening to KTMX. At 12:30, it's Claudio Tapia with the BTU Trader. This portion of the news is brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. New Mexico voters have approved one of the proposed constitutional amendments aimed at revamping the Public Regulation Commission. That's one of the state's most powerful commissions. It's also the highest paid and, unfortunately, one of the most scandal-plagued. The amendment allows the state legislature to establish minimum qualification for PRC candidates. Currently, a candidate only needs to be 18, a New Mexico resident for at least a year, and have no felony convictions. 2 other proposed amendments that targeted PRC duties have yet to be decided. Critics had argued that increasing the qualifications would narrow the pool of candidates. However, supporters say the proposals will make the commission more efficient and ensure that elected regulators are better prepared for the complex utility and telecommunications issues that they have to decide. The 5-member panel currently regulates utilities, insurance companies, transportation companies, and transmission and pipeline companies. District Judge Monica Zamora of Albuquerque has been elected to the New Mexico Court of Appeals. Zamora's a Democrat, and she defeated sitting Court of Appeals Judge Miles Hennessy. She had 55% of the vote compared with Hennessy's 45%. Zamora's a graduate of the University of New Mexico Law School. She worked as an attorney for 25 years before becoming a judge in the Children's Court Division in the 2nd Judicial District back in 2005. Hennessy's a former federal prosecutor. Governor Martinez had appointed him to the court last year. Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham defeated Republican Janice Arnold Jones to become Albuquerque's newest congresswoman and keep the 1st District under Democrat control. Lujan Grisham replaces two-term Democrat Representative Martin Heinrich. He won the Senate seat against Heather Wilson, who previously held the 1st District seat for 6 terms. Heinrich had wrenched the traditionally moderate Republican seat from the GOP's lengthy reign back in 08. Wilson gave it up to make that losing run for the Senate. Lujan Grisham held a solid lead throughout the campaign. Political observers attributed that to a growing number of Hispanic voters in the district and a lack of presence in New Mexico by the National Republican Party. Lujan Grisham says she is looking at consumer protection and jobs bills to put New Mexicans back to work. More news at KNMX after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by BTU Building Materials, everything for your building and home improvement needs. A Colorado inmate suspected of being the Ether Man serial rapist has been sentenced to 156 years in prison on rape charges here in New Mexico. Howard Bruce was sentenced yesterday in an Albuquerque court after pleading guilty to 9 charges of rape, currently serving a 64-year sentence for attempting to blow up a police officer's home. He's accused of being the Ether Man, known for using chemicals to subdue dozens of rape victims in Colorado, Texas, and New Mexico. He has also been linked to some rapes in Oklahoma. He will serve his time first in Pueblo, Colorado, before he begins serving time here in New Mexico. Authorities in the state say the deaths of a couple last week in their Bosque Farms home appears to be a murder-suicide. Rio Rancho police received a report of a domestic disturbance in progress last Thursday, and they notified Bosque Farms police. Officers at the scene saw an unresponsive man lying on the floor in the dining room area of the home. They entered the house. They say the man was dead from an apparent shotgun wound to the head. They found the gun lying next to his body. The body of a woman with apparent gunshot wounds was discovered in the master bedroom. The couple has been identified as 54-year-old Arle Headcock and 56-year-old Nancy Headcock. A Lovington man is being held on $1 million cash bond in connection with the murders of 2 men that were found dead in a field there near Lovington. Channel 4 reporting that Lee County Sheriff's deputies recently arrested 27-year-old Pedro Dominguez for the deaths of 49-year-old Leon Sanchez and 44-year-old Frank McLean. According to authorities, Lovington residents Sanchez and McLean were found dead in a pasture near U.S. 82, just east of Lovington, back in November of 2011. A Francisco Munoz of Lovington has already been charged with kidnapping and murder in that case. Dominguez has been charged with 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of first-degree kidnapping in the 2 deaths. We'll take a break at KNMX and have more after this. This portion of KNMX News brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. A New Mexico man has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in federal prison. That's for the death of his 3-year-old son. Prosecutors say a federal judge in Santa Fe sentenced 31-year-old J. Rutherford Pice of Dulce to a 262-month prison term for his second-degree murder conviction. Pice will be on supervised release for 3 years after he completes his prison sentence. He also was ordered to pay more than $18,000 restitution to the Dulce Health Center to cover the boy's medical care. Pice was indicted for first-degree murder after his son died on July 23rd of 2008. In his plea agreement, Pice admitted spanking and whipping the child with a belt because he wouldn't listen. Doctors say the boy had multiple bruises on his head, as well as his back, his legs, and other parts of his body. The wife of a man who was shot and killed at a foreign exchange student party in Albuquerque has been indicted for murder now. A grand jury indicted 30-year-old Amy Arreta for the murder of her husband, 37-year-old Mark Arreta. According to witnesses, Arreta was heavily intoxicated when he arrived at his Northeast Albuquerque Heights home during a party after he'd gone to New Mexico for foreign students and brought them home with him back in July. Arreta, an Air Force major, reportedly told the students to move into another room, this while he was holding a gun. He was later found dead from an apparent gunshot wound. His death was initially believed to have been a suicide, but after he and his wife had struggled over a gun, it became a homicide. The Valle Escalera Trust is proposing a 10,000-square-foot visitor center and a new shuttle system aimed at reducing traffic. This report appears in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and it says that the Trust Monday issued a final environmental impact statement that reviewed six alternatives for visitor access and resource protection. This in the 89,000-acre preserve in the Jemez Mountains up near Los Alamos. Under the proposal, the visitor center would include a lobby, a theater, exhibit halls, classrooms, gift shop, and an observation deck. The preferred alternative also includes shuttle service for visitors to reach hiking trails, fishing spots, and picnic areas. This is proposed also for the preserve. The Valle Escalera National Preserve, formerly a working cattle ranch, was bought by Congress back in 2000. The Board of Trustees oversees management of the preserve through the Valle Escalera Trust. The BTU Trader coming up next on 540 KNMX. Your host, Claudio Tapia, taking your calls at 425-3555. Straight ahead, your Action 7 weather forecast from the Channel 7 studios. That's it. You're up to date with Northeast New Mexico's news leader, 540 KNMX Las Vegas. I'm Paul Ware. God bless and have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.